Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing powerful words. And before you get too far into that idea of power, the real heart of today's devotion comes from Paul's writing about not using wise and persuasive words, but using words which are filled with the power of the Spirit. Bible says there's no word, no name, no thing more powerful than the name of Jesus. That the gospel, the good news of Jesus is the power of God unto salvation. I don't know about you, but if you've ever been talked into something by someone using words which were wise and persuasive by the world standards, and later regretted whatever it was that you were talked into, you probably understand the little bit, at least, of the difference between the world's view of power and God's view of power. As I talk about and write about using powerful words, I'm looking at the idea of being so filled with God's word that His power flows through your speech. That His word is a natural part of your language, of how you speak, of how you interact with others. Using powerful words includes using words that we've been talking about all along. Words which honor Christ, words which make Him known. Today's climate, political climate, social climate, environmental climate even. There's definitely not a shortage of words. And yet somehow we've come to believe, or at least practice, that the power behind words is in the volume, both in sound level and in quantity. That if I can just use more words or just use louder words, I have the power. I can change things. I can control the situations that are not suitable to me. And yet God says the words that surround us, the words that we ought to use, the words that have real power are the words that we find in Scripture, the words that are fueled by the Holy Spirit. Instead of gathering in ways that bring notice to us, instead of using words that the world calls wise and persuasive, Paul says he's going to allow the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, to bring about transformation in the lives of people. And so the words that he chooses to use are words which are fueled by God. They're words which make God known, that make Jesus present in his very speech, in his very vocabulary. Today, as we consider things to pray about, I would ask that you pray about having God examine and helping you examine the motivation behind the words you use, the power behind the words that you use. Do you try to talk people into something that they really don't want, and because of that they won't keep? Many people are talked into some form or version of Christianity. They're sold on it by wise and persuasive words at times which lack the real power of God's Spirit. Many churches have what is commonly referred to as a revolving door. People who come in and they're talked into or convinced that they need Jesus in their life, but they're convinced by gimmicks, by a nice show, by persuasive words, rather than by the powerful actions of God's Word. And so while the seed may be planted, while the efforts may be noble, the faith doesn't grow. The real power behind the words which were given to them is lacking. And when we choose to use God's Word, when we choose to help people come to relationship with Jesus Christ, we use words which are so powerful they can transform anyone. The Bible is full of examples. History is full of examples. Today's world is full of examples. You take the person who has written the verse that this devotion really is based around, the Apostle Paul, who would have considered himself, or the culture around him would have considered him, to be one of the most educated, brightest, influential people around. And he was living a life persecuting Christians, hunting them down, imprisoning them, approving of them being killed. Until the power of God, the Word of God, God's presence transformed his life completely. It wasn't with wise and persuasive words. It was with the power of God, the very Word of God. As you share Jesus with people, don't worry so much about having the right words. Pay attention to having the powerful words, the words of God, the words of Scripture, which are fueled by God's Spirit. As we pray today, there's much to be praying about. How you use words will go a long way into backing up what you claim. None of us want tricked into something. None of us want to be deceived. At least I don't think we do. I sure don't. And when we present Jesus in a way that's inaccurate, in a way that we think will be more acceptable to people, we're actually deceiving them. Because we have the ability through God's Word, through His Spirit which dwells within us, to present Jesus as a powerful transformational person who wants us to be different from the world, who wants us to represent Him fully and accurately. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You have loved us so much that You've given us Jesus. You've given us Your Word, the Holy Scripture, the stories of Jesus, of stories of You working through people. The truth of which is the most powerful thing that will ever take place. Father, when we live according to Your Word, when we live with Your Spirit dwelling within us, when we live with Jesus as our Savior, but as our Lord and Master, we live with the most powerful Word, the name of Jesus. Father, today as we choose the words that we speak, as we seek to help people know Jesus more fully than ever before, may we do so with honesty, but may we do so with the power of Your Word, that the words that we use would not be deceptive, would not be manipulative or chosen based on our view of what's wise and acceptable. May we look to the power that's contained within the story of Jesus. Father, as we pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes and our communities. May they see from our example, may they hear from our words, a true belief, a true acceptance of the power of Your Spirit living within us. May our lives show them the power of transformation that's possible by living according to Your Word, but by consuming Your Word to such a degree that it's a natural pouring out from our lips the truth that's contained within it. God, today as I pray, I pray for our nation, our cities, our states, our communities, our people. We've become so enamored with the idea that the numbers and the noise are what makes the difference. May we learn to come before You and be still and allow the power of Your Word to not only dwell richly within us, but to be seen, to be heard through our life. Father, I pray for those that are struggling, feeling that they are unheard and unnoticed. May they find a powerful transformation in Your presence. May they recognize the power that the good news of Jesus contains. Father, may we never be ashamed of the gospel, but may we cling to it and proclaim it as Your power that leads to salvation. A salvation that's found only in Jesus. Oh, Father, today as I pray, I pray that we would be very careful, that we would understand the power that words contain, power which is so easy to cut and to damage and to harm. Father, instead of seeking a power that does those things, may we choose to use your word to proclaim Jesus, to lift him up, so that it's the power of your Spirit that brings healing and transformation, that is, that the things that we need the most. And Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.